Nolte, corporate media covered up Randy Weingarten's DNC conflict of interest for 23 years. By John Nolte on June 18, 2025. When I read Randy Weingarten had resigned from the Democrat National Committee, DNC, after 23 years there, I think I spoke for all normal people when I said, wait, that fascist shrew had an official role at the DNC for 23 years. Here's how the far-left Politico described her DNC role. Note the words longtime, powerhouse, and member. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten, a longtime powerhouse member of the Democratic National Committee, is leaving the DNC, writes Politico. Weingarten, whose real first name is Rhonda, has led the American Federation of Teachers since 2008, which is the second largest union in America after the equally fascist and vile National Education Association. Yes, we all know that these corrupt public unions are nothing more than a slush fund for Democrat politicians. A way to wash taxpayer money through union dues and then funnel those billions into Democrat campaign coffers. But Weingarten has been a longtime powerhouse member of the DNC for 23 years and the regime media never bothered to inform us of this conflict of interest. Oh, and the media sure as hell never looked into the conflict and why it might be wrong for the head of a supposedly apolitical union to be a longtime powerhouse member of what is the executive leadership organization behind one of America's only two major political parties. Why would the media cover this up? Well, we all know why. As Weingarten funded Democrats through her union and abused her role as a union leader to further leftist causes, it allowed the media to shield her behind the same phony shield the media hide behind, the one labeled objective, nonpartisan, and unbiased. Protected by this phony shield, Weingarten deliberately abused her authority to create chaos in Joe Biden's favor during the 2020 presidential election by keeping schools closed for no valid reason. She has also aggressively turned classrooms into left-wing training camps that teach kids everything but math, reading, and writing. And, worst of all, twisted American teachers into a narcissistic cult of mindless, conformist leftists. This says it all. Please understand just how corrupt the media must be to have covered up this vital fact, and done so across all of the media over 17 years, and especially throughout the COVID pandemic. The corporate media's only goal is to keep you stupid and misinformed because only the stupid and misinformed vote for Democrats. And if the media will lie to you about something like this, imagine everything else they lie about. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.